I have no interest in them,
Tom says firmly. Why not?
Most of their members are between the ages of 40 and deaf.
Tom sniffs.
There is great wisdom in those halls, Thomas. You'd be wise to honour that.
Tom takes one of the peppermints.
It is not the Athenaeum Club.
Setting your sights a bit high, aren't you, old boy? The Athenaeum takes only its own, and we are not its own,
Father says decisively.
I might be,
Tom contends. Tom wants desperately to be accepted into the very finest of London society. Father thinks him foolish for it. I do hate it when they argue, and I don't want Tom to upset Father just now. Papa, I hear you shall come home soon, I say.
Yes, so they tell me. Fit as a fiddle, your old man.
He coughs.
How nice that will be,
Tom says without enthusiasm.
Quite,
Father agrees. And with that we fall into silence. A flock of geese wander across the lawn as if they too have lost their way. A groundskeeper shoos them toward a pond in the distance. But there is no one to help us onto a new path, and so we sit, talking of nothing that matters and avoiding all mention of anything that does. At last, a moon-faced nurse with coppery hair going to grey approaches.
Good day to you, Mr. Doyle. It's time for the water, sir.
Father smiles in relief.
Miss Finster, like a ray of sunshine on a gloomy morning, you arrive and all is well.
Miss Finster grins as if her face will break.
A charmer, your father is.
Well, off you go, then,
Father says to us.
Wouldn't want to miss your train to London.
True, true.
Tom's already backing away. We've been here less than an hour.
We'll see you home in 2 weeks' time, Father.
Quite right,
Miss Finster says.
Though we'll be sorry to see him go.
Yes, well,
Tom says. He pushes an errant lock from his forehead, but it only falls into his eyes again. There is no handshake or embrace. We smile and nod and leave each other as quickly as possible, relieved to be free of one another and the awkward silences. Yet I also feel ashamed at that sense of relief. I wonder if other families are the same. They seem so content to be together. They fit like the parts of a puzzle already finished, the image clearly evident. But we are like those odd remaining pieces, the ones that can't be joined securely with a satisfying, ah, that's it then.
Father takes Miss Finster's arm like a proper gentleman.
Miss Finster, will you do me the honour?
Miss Finster offers a schoolgirl laugh, though she is surely as old as Mrs. Nightwing.
Oh, Mr. Doyle, go on.
Arm in arm, they stroll toward the large white building. Father turns his head ever so slightly toward us.
I'll see you for Easter.
Yes, in 2 weeks we'll be together again. But I doubt he will really see me at all.